possible.
And Dan Jaffe, isn't that $185,000 price tag discourage squatters, where you could have bought a domain name pretty cheaply once upon a time? That's pretty high table stakes for somebody who wants to buy it on spec.
It is certainly something that raises the cost. And in fact, top-level domain sellers have said that if you want a top-level domain, that in fact you might need up to $800,000 to $1 million at minimum for all of the various costs that would be involved. And that would have nothing to do with the situation where you would have an auction where people are fighting over a name, which can go into the multi-millions of dollars. But there is a group called Credo, the Coalition for Responsible Internet Domain Oversight, which represents 161 associations, groups, and companies that are opposing this rollout as premature, who all believe that this is going to create major pressures on companies to do defensive registration or dramatically increase the amount of tracking that they will have to do of the internet and cost them millions of dollars in that regard. And they have strongly said that it would be premature to roll this out at this time. And another point that's very significant is there are substantial holes in the system that have been pointed out by the Federal Trade Commission, by other police organizations around the world, by the interagency organizations.
What kind of holes do you mean, just so we know what
we're talking about? Very, very serious situations where if you start, one of the protections that's been built into the system, or alleged protections that's been built into the system, is something called a thicker who is approach, which would give you more information, supposedly, about who actually owns an IP address, an internet address.